producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For a while. Jennifer, where have you been? No, I don't know. That's why I asked.
Where? It's about warming up the crowd.
Really?
Juggling balloon animals.
Here's Dougie.
Right.
But Ed used to say for Johnny. The Good Day program with a focus on today being Tuesday. Tuesday, the 1st, the 1st of December. What is it? 30 days after September? How many days in September? It's only 30. No, 31. But the most important day is, well, it depends, I guess, on your religion, although Christmas to me is not a religious holiday. I know that's anathema to some people. Oh, it's the birth of our Lord. No, it isn't. It's not even close.
Well, we celebrate it.
Yeah.
His birth was in April, wasn't it, I think?
Late March.
Sometime in the spring.
Sometime. Springtime. Okay, so let's find out what's going on at the climate talks.
A lot of hot air being reported.
Yep, lots of hot air. The leaders of the civilized world, I guess that gets us down to about three countries. What are the most civilized countries? Switzerland.
Oh, the Brits are very civilized.
Belgium and Britain, that's it, huh?
Ooh, the Brits. Belgium, I don't know about that now.
I'm talking about countries that are normally neutral, and I'm trying to stretch from Kenny, would you do me a favor? Ken Kessler is here with Jennifer Horn and me on the Good Day program. Just for the heck of it, let's look up neutral countries and see how many come up. Like Switzerland, everybody knows Switzerland is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what other countries, so that the people who are listening to this program will once again prove to everybody else in their workplace that you are the smartest people because you listen to the conversation that's here, and our conversation is smarter for the most part.
Now, I think it's interesting that you equate civilized with neutral.
Well, how would you like me to further striate the syllable?
Civilized for me means they have tea every afternoon around 3.
Okay, so we'll scratch the civilized. And we'll get to neutral.
Okay.
N-U-E-T-R-A-L. All right,
according
okay.
to Wikipedia,
yes.
These are the countries that are recognized as neutral.
Yes.
Austria.
Costa Rica.
Finland.
Liechtenstein.
Malta.
Take two of them.
Panama. San Marino. Sweden.
Oh, that is Sweden. Yeah.
Switzerland. Turkmenistan.
And the Vatican City. All right, these are the neutral countries of the world. We could all learn a lot from them.
And for bonus points, where is Moreno Valley? Was it Moreno?
Next to Hidden Valley, where you get your salad dressing.
Yeah.
That's where you get the salad and the salad dressing all together. Anyway, so because the news media would have you believe that the most important thing going on in the world this week is the climate talks, because all of these world leaders are there, and they're hoping among hopes to reach a deal to chart a path toward reduced reliance on... Let's see. How much more money? Let's see who we can put into business. More coal-fired plants so we can power those electric cars that are certain to save us from a fate worse than death.
I'd love if they just told the truth and said, you know what? Mm. We feel like shopping. And so here we are.
Exactly.
Cha-ching.
Help yourself. It's a big deal. And if you don't think there's a lot of business that's going to be done at this conference, you're kidding yourself. Because there's lots of guys and gals who are over there from some of these companies. I would like to see solar power everywhere. I would like to see wind power. I'm a big supporter of both of those. I think
that's because you hate the birds, right?
I Well, no.
You have a thing against birds?
No, but that's we have to put the big propellers in a place where the birds won't
right.
run into them.
Yeah, because the birds have, like, no fly zones. They have safe zones, like on college campuses.
Right. So put the, go out 24, 25 miles off the coast all the way from
so
northern
like,
Maine down to the tip of the...
You don't like ocean birds.
Though. Marathon seagulls. The seagulls of them must go at 23, 24 miles, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, anyway... what would you rather have? Seagulls that run into an occasional propeller or seagulls that run into the darkness of night, even though it's daytime, from the coal smoke that's spewing from those smokestacks?
Mm.
Which do you want?
I love chewy air. You know, it saves you the time of having to eat.
Didn't somebody say yesterday, didn't we have a quote from someone at this climate talk, the air in China, certain cities in China is so thick you can chew it now?
That was me. Yeah, it was someone at the climate talk.
Yeah.
Jennifer reporting in from the climate talks in Southern California.
Where the air used to be thick enough so you could chew it.
I think someone very famous said that. Very wise.
Well, at least I was paying attention.
I know, I'm actually excited.
Okay, good.
And you must have liked it because you thought I didn't say it.
Well, I like the fact that we're talking about this and there's a practicality to it. Do you realize that these same buzzards have been having the same conversation, not only since Obama got into office, these people have been gabbing about this since Jimmy Carter was president. Because we had gasoline that cost what? Well, there wasn't enough of it to go around. Interest rates were 18%. Gasoline was way over the top. And there were all kinds of short, that kind of stuff. So people were looking for different ways of powering electricity because we needed all of the fossil fuel to fill up the gas tanks in our cars. So now we're having the same conversation, basically, but is there hope? Yeah, tax credits and stuff. But here's the genius of the federal government. There's somebody who's trying to get me. Actually, there are about 14 different people that are trying to get me to put a solar farm on my farm. And they all come and they say, you better hurry up and do something because by the end of this year, all of the arrangements that the feds have made to give you tax credits will go up in smoke. Poof. Coal smoke, probably.
Now that seems silly. Why
isn't it silly? If you want to encourage somebody to do this, why would you take away the incentive that you said was put on because you wanted to encourage this kind of
especially when this is apparently the number one, I mean, this is like their number one issue right now with the Obama administration. This is more serious than terrorism, anything else.
Of course.
Why would they take away the incentives? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, listen, there are a lot of things about life
now,
that make a whole lot of sense.
I told you I went to Vegas for the holiday, and so driving back, there's this big, have you done that drive lately?
I haven't done
along the 15?
Last year.
Ken, have you seen it? There's this gigantic solar... I don't know if it's a solar farm.
That's
It's creepy.
Where
it looks like
though?
It's an alien stomping ground.
Where is it?
I think it's outside of Baker.
Baker or Bakersfield?
Baker.
Somewhere between Baker and Vegas.
Yeah.
In no man's land.
Yeah. There's one on Route 95... as you go toward Las Vegas from, as you come from Las Vegas and you head to Inland, Arizona, the 93, 95, those are state routes. There's one where you're coming out of, before you get to the Hoover Dam and you go down 95, when you go down that hill, you get blinded on a sunny day, and most every day is sunny, by this huge, huge solar farm that's at the bottom of the hill. It's, when I say you, the proximity, the way I'm describing it, seems like it's proximate, but it's like 25 miles down the road. You can just see that far.
It's very bright, yeah.
Yeah, those are bright everywhere.
Blinding.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer wind to solar, but it's harder to get them because the wind is inconsistent. It wouldn't be out in the ocean. I wasn't being facetious. I think that we ought to have, we put our money where our mouth is and put windmills around the coast from the very tip of northern Maine all the way down to Marathon, around the Keys, out and about.
Are they floating?
No. You just anchor them like you do an oil well. Anchor them in. And then all the way over to the coast of Mexico, and then up the Baja into up to Washington State.
So now you don't like Mexican birds.
Well, I think we could help the Mexicans out a little bit. Isn't there a portion of the Baja Peninsula that's in California?
Yeah. right? Well, California, Baja.
The heck with Mexico.
I don't know. The border has gotten so blurry. Who's counting?
That's,
I mean, come
right,
on.
Exactly. Yep. All right. So anyway, that's what's going on at the, I don't know that this, the conversation we just had is going on over there, but it certainly seems relative. Kenny, comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day. Anybody looking to have us understand what they feel, what their hopes and dreams are when it comes to cleaning up the air?
Nothing yet.
Nothing? What a bunch of slackers listening to the Good Day program. What's the matter with you people? Let's get going. Let's make this one of the top 10 items of the day. We normally have 10, 12, 14 different things that we bounce around into and out of in any given hour. And some are threads of the day. I guess the climate talks ought to be part of our focus during the day. But I don't know that there's much else to say, frankly. Have I missed any of the cogent points? I mean, other than these guys are yakking about a lot of stuff, I'm telling you there's a lot of deals going to be made over there with various heads of state that are going to be introducing the people from our country who are into this business to the people in their countries who want to be there. All the people are, it's not just leaders of the world, but the people who are in this business are all over the place over there.
If this wasn't going to make somebody money, these guys wouldn't be talking about it.
Right. That's a good point, Jinja. Yeah, it's all about money, and they can mask it. It's a good thing, and it is, by the way. There's nothing wrong with cleaning up the air. It's a goal that we can all get behind. But, you know, let's not kid ourselves that this is just something
business
being done. This is for the benefit of mankind, being done for the benefit of business as well. So that's a little food for thought. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a Staples small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples, make more happen.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gig for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for 10 plans. May not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer line 1716 72 188. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract liability. Reward card requires online registration.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
You come a time when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm and toast, and you're gonna flip when
old Nick
takes a lick on a peppermint stick.
Cat Midler. But a Christmas tune as we initiate Christmas officially here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. From now until Christmas, none of the music you hear will be anything other than Christmas music.
Then awesome.
Awesome. So Bette Midler's birthday is today. She's 70. Do you believe that?
No.
Oh, 70 years old, Bette Midler. Her thoughts are our thought of the day at DougSteffen.com. Find your light. They can't love you if they can't see you. But, you know, there's a different way of interpreting that, too. Light is a very important thing. Some people are full of light or light surrounds them. So I could interpret this a couple of different ways. But you take it as you will. Find your light. They can't love you if they can't see you. Bette Midler, happy birthday to you. So, as this portion of the program this hour is dedicated to television, and that maybe instead of doing the usual banal stuff that comes from the late night shows and some of the good stuff that comes from the midday talk shows on TV, let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when the late night shows were actually funny and Johnny Carson talked about Christmas. Johnny Carson talked about Christmas.
Noel, Noel. And I had the stencil back. I was very domestic last night. I actually decorated a Christmas tree. No, by my... No, we don't send out. We do that ourselves. Sure. Then I stenciled the window with Noel, Noel. And I had the stencil backwards. And it came out to Leon, Leon.
What else have you had, Kara? From Johnny Carson.
I am 9 years old. First, before I begin, I would like to tell you to give yourself a gift. The video cassette Sweating to the Oldies by Richard Simmons. You need to lose weight badly. Treat yourself and deserve it. At least your reindeer riding around in that heavy sleigh. So please, Santa, I would like you to send me boots, mittens, hat, sweater, and so forth. Thank you. I'll still love you if you don't bring me these things. But please try to lose some weight. Think of Rudolph. My name is Joanna. My birthday is December 26. My whole family believes in you. Here are a few things for Christmas. Milton Bradley with Lose or Draw. I'm not familiar with that. Fisher Price pocket pack. Whatever you sent. Sign it, please. He wants a legally binding Christmas present, I guess. There's a battery missing. This girl wants to know who.
All right, so these aren't very funny. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. What do you ever want? The new stuff, these aren't very funny. We get the old stuff,
funny.
These aren't very funny.
All right, let's see what we can find from Jay Leno. Christmas.
Pamela Anderson has been cast to play the Virgin Mary in an upcoming Christmas special. That's like casting Rick Perry, Herman Cain, and Michelle Bachman as the three wise men, isn't it, Lee?
All right, funny. That's okay?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I like that one. All right, Kara, what else have you got?
And, of course, Christmas coming up.
Ah,
that's right. Soon millions of children in Los Angeles will be visited by that jolly old man who shows up once a year bringing gifts. Their real father. Yeah.
Cute. I miss Jay. I
do
really
too.
Do.
Yeah. What else you got, Carrie? You got one more?
Well, according to a new CBS poll, 33% of Americans say they won't have enough money to cover their holiday spending. I believe these people are called Congress.
That was, all right, we got, what else you got, Kara? Kara's been digging around to find some things that are appropriate for a beginning celebration of Christmas.
That's it.
Oh, come on. All right, that was good, though. I liked the first Johnny Carson bit was good. Jay Leno is good. I think in some respects, Leno was better than Carson, and that's hard for me to say because I was nothing but a dyed-in-the-wool Carson fan from the time I was in college.
In my lifetime, that's how I have felt because I only was alive for a little bit of Carson.
All right, 28 past the hour. This is your day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm not sure if I can share with you why I'm pleased with myself. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm pleased that she's there. Rich McFadden is lost in the rain someplace, but Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. And Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in just a few minutes. I get so many people who say, give Jack more time. So I've spoken to the court, and he's now going to get 25 to life, Jennifer.
Oh, well, that sounds like what he deserves. Got to watch out for those hardened criminals.
Right. Yes. A lot of hardened criminology. We should call the Jack visit the life and death report. What do you think? Is that too dramatic?
Why?
Well, because before he goes on to tell us how we can have a better life, we should talk about who's dead. Like the...
So weird.
The new mayor. I shouldn't be laughing about this, but...
This is not a good thing. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I'm just I was tickled with what I thought about when I hear from people that they want Jack to have more time, and I thought we'd give him 25 to life. I thought that was clever.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, the newly elected mayor of Alaska's capital city, Juneau, is dead.
Juneau?
Juneau. His name was Stephen Fisk, 70 years old. He defeated incumbent Merrill Sanford in the October election.
What happened to him?
His body was found at his home yesterday afternoon. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Circumstances surrounding the death are not known. Police spokesperson said again, Doug, police spokesperson says the death was unattended. What the heck does that mean? Anybody in, who's listening in Juneau or any of the Alaska cities, call us, will you? 888-302-3684 and tell us more if you know more about why this fellow died. 70 is very young. You can never tell what people are doing. I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks quite young for 70, so police are investigating. It could be this foul play involved. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Sure.
I was.
This is the first time.
I wasn't trying to be a wise guy. Okay. So there's one comment that's necessary about what's going on in Chicago. The mayor of Chicago is a coward. And Chicago has too many cowardly actors, cowardly politicians, cowardly bad guys, just cowards. I'm really sick of hearing the story about all the murders in Chicago.
It's and every day.
Why in the name of God is this guy mayor? And this is another insult, it would seem to me. Somebody that came out of the administration wanted his political star to rise. So he goes and runs for mayor. He wins. And what has he done? He's been presiding pretty much the same way as his former boss is over the decay and decline of the city of Chicago.
You know, when it becomes about political survival.
That's all this is. It's all more, politics.
More than the good of your people. It's and sadly, that's what we see. And yeah. This is, we talk about how we don't like to be political on the show. We all know where we stand. This is not a political statement for me. This is a, both parties are just, when it becomes more about who, what your next job is going to be.
What's your next, right? What's my next political deal? This video that's now everywhere that shows that officer pumping 16 bullets into that kid, regardless whether he was on PCP or he had a knife or whatever, he didn't need 16 bullets. And that's what's upset so many people. So now we have another guy who's threatening to kill all of the white policemen, like all of them were bad, calling them the white devils. He's arrested. It's just one on top of another on top of another. When do we have some leadership that steps in and says, this is how we're going to fix the problem? And even
you know
though
it would be good for this
problem,
town, they should draft Rudy Giuliani.
What, to go to Chicago?
Yeah. He helped so, I mean, he really did a good job in New York.
No, he didn't. The guy who did a good job in New York
before him,
was Bill Bratton.
Well, Bratton's there now.
The only good thing that boob, what's his face, Blasio did was bring Bratton back to run the police department. Best police administrator.
I liked him when he was in L.A. Chicago.
He was in Boston first, then he went to New York, then he went to L.A., and now he's back in New York again.
Chicago could use him. Chicago
absolutely
could use someone like Giuliani, maybe even Frank Reagan from Blue Blood,
yeah,
would
that's
be
right. Send Frank Reagan
but
to
somebody
Chicago
needs to go in there and help this poor town. I mean, this is a place full of great people, beautiful
it's a great
city,
American
and
city.
It's just not safe. They've got, I mean, schools are closed down because it's so crazy.
Yeah, right. It is crazy. Crazy. So, and then the same thing is true in Colorado Springs. Some other crazy. This guy who.
Well, that guy was crazy. Colorado Springs is a town, I don't think, is that crazy.
I don't know. I've known some people. You and I both have very strong advertising.
One guy
he's pretty crazy.
I actually asked about his whereabouts when all of this was going on.
I said, well, no, I didn't. I sent him an email last night wanting to try to figure out where all the checks are. And I sent a note to you and your father as well saying, where you got any checks from him? Anyway.
Priorities, maybe.
Yeah, right. Just kidding. She always says that. When she isn't
when
really
she
kidding.
Yeah.
I'm wise to your game. All right. We're going to talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell in a moment. The headline, well, there are a number of headlines. Those of you who are interested in decreased stroke risk.
Oh, I like to increase mine.
Well, would you? Okay, well, you've got to tune out then, because we're going to talk about how to decrease
your
risk of stroke. And then we're going to talk about one of my favorites, the flu vaccine. Something came out yesterday, and I'm trying to go back to find it because I just had it sort of, it was one of those glancing things. You know how you spend so much time looking at what's going on, trying to master what the right things are that we should be talking about, and this blew right in front of me, and I didn't save it, so I got to go back and see if I can find it. But the gist of it was that the flu vaccines are still loaded with mercury, and nobody wants to tell you that. So anyway, Jack will be happy to tell you that, I'm sure, in a moment. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. As teens and young adults mature, they become more responsible for different aspects of their lives, including their health. Parents play an important role in preparing their children to take charge of their health and navigate independent health choices and decisions. While this important stepping stone on the path to adulthood can be overwhelming for parents and teens alike, parents should create an open dialogue with their teen on a wide range of health topics, including smoking, alcohol, mental health, sexual health, and immunizations. Parents should also encourage their older teen or young adult to schedule regular checkups to talk to their doctor about any health questions or concerns and receive any recommended exams, screening tests, or immunizations. The Thrive app, a comprehensive teen health-oriented mobile app, was created to empower parents with health information, checklists, and conversation starters to help them prepare their teen or young adult to take ownership of their health. Download the Thrive app today on your Apple or Android devices.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Dr. Jack Stockwell is arriving on track one here on the Good Day program. He's responsible for a couple of things that are of significance when it comes to your health and well-being. One of them is a podcast that he sponsors and creates with his lovely wife, Mary, and you can find that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. What's the latest? Every week he has a new thread, a new trail. Hundreds of thousands of people now downloading this podcast. What's the news this week?
Well, the latest one is why we keep getting sicker and how to fix it.
We're talking about as a society?
No,
or are you talking about us
as a culture? As a culture and individually as well.
Are you getting sicker?
No,
I'm not getting sicker.
No,
sick. Jennifer, are you getting sicker?
I hope not.
No. Kenny, you sicker?
I don't think so.
All right, so that's because we're listening to Jack.
No,
so
it's the statistics.
Let that be a lesson
especially
to those
kids.
Of you who don't
especially
listen.
Kids.
Yeah, children are, because they're not getting exercise, they have the latest podcaster, or they have the latest statcaster, or they've got the latest device, and they sit around and mope and play with that all day long, don't get any exercise. I think that's one of the chief problems we have in our country today is lack of exercise, lack of opportunity in school, even because the feds have killed the money for that. And so here we are trying to figure out a way to make our children and our offspring healthier. And for some reason or other, there's a double-edged sword here, Jack.
Well, they're getting plenty of exercise with thumbs and fingers.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what they're going to do for them.
Yeah, I mean, they just sit there with their heads cocked forward, which is getting
what they're calling neck.
Yeah, they're calling it Tex neck now, and they're getting tendonitis. they're not even out of their teens, and they're getting tendonitis in their thumbs and their fingers.
Yeah,
you know, and just go to a local restaurant and sit around and watch what all the people are doing.
All on their, everyone.
Yeah,
on
nobody's talking. Nobody's visiting.
Nope.
they're all
on their devices. And what are they saying to people? Nonsense for the most part. Repetition. I always love it when they get to the airport and people pick up the phone. I'm here. What happened before there was a cell phone? The people knew you were going to be there at 8 o'clock, so what do you have to call and tell them you're there for?
We should do the Doug Steffen and Dr. Jack, Doug and Dr. Disconnect Challenge. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Boy.
It made me feel good. I disconnected almost completely in Vegas, and it felt great.
Right, exactly. All right, so Jack, by the way, is a NUCA chiropractor, and he specializes in your shoulder and neck. That's what chiropractors who are called NUCANS, N-U-C-C-A-N-S, practice.
Jack Mature Leader.
Yeah. All right, the folks at the Forbidden Doctor also have produced an enzyme, a long-life energy enzyme, and that, in fact, is what it's called, long-life energy enzymes. This is a special scientific secret formula. Enzymes are the spark of life that supports everything that goes on in your body. It helps you with digestion, breathing, your circulation, fighting disease. That's what I like about it. And you've had any number of comments from people suggesting that once they get on the enzymes, whatever problems they're having with certain diseases have gone down or gone away, right?
Well, we just really, we were knocked off, had our socks knocked off yesterday. This lady came in buying I think it was about a third bottle. And she said, what is the relationship between these enzymes and Down syndrome? And I said, well, Down syndrome, that's a congenital problem with one of the chromosome number 21. And she says, well, I have a 57-year-old brother who lives with us, and he has been so depressed all these last few years, because they usually don't last that long anyway. They usually die sooner than that. But she says he's so depressed he wouldn't get out of bed. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He doesn't want to do anything. She says as soon as we got him on these, he's up and running around to the point where we have to watch him to make sure he's not going out of the house anymore. Mm-hmm. That was like I said, it knocked our socks off. But it's because of the energy it brought back into his system.
Yeah, it's great.
It just blew us away.
Great for energy. It's great for what ails you. The long life energy enzymes. You got to try them out. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on the products, then click on Long Life Energy Enzymes. You can read about it on their website, all of the information you need to know to get the background. And then when you decide to buy Long Life Energy Enzymes, enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G, for 10% off the retail. Long Life Energy Enzymes, a part of what you can find for better living at theforbiddendoctor.com. All right, we were talking about red meat and how, according to the studies, it will increase your risk of having a stroke. Another reason for me, I know Jack and I don't agree on this, I don't touch red meat. He thinks you got to get protein someplace, but when I look at this, I'm happy I'm not eating red meat, Jack, and I'm worried about you because you are.
Well, it depends on the source again. Most red meat consumed in this country is commercially produced.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's very hard to find, far and wide to find, quality, raw, free-range meat.
Grass-pastured meat.
Not that much of it.
No antibiotics.
Yep.
No.
Most people don't even know that, Jack.
I understand that because the commercial meat market doesn't want you to understand that. They don't want you to even begin to think that there's anything wrong with that stuff, and there is.
Mm-hmm.
And our two podcasts ago, number 43, is Red Meat Really Cancerous?
Yeah.
And we get really deep into that very subject. And you go back to what people were eating 100 years ago when there was very, very little cancer, when there was no heart disease, and animal products were a very big part of their daily staple, their daily diet.
Yeah.
And it came directly off the farm, grass pasture, drank clean water, no antibiotics, were eating grass that was not laced with pesticides or herbicides or glyphosate or Roundup or any of this stuff.
Yeah.
As all of those things have crept into the marketplace, especially commercial foods, sure, there's a big link between that and cancer. There's a big link between that and stroke because you're eating poisoned food.
Yeah. All right. So there's that one link trying to keep you from having a stroke and keep you healthy. There's another thing, this flu vaccine as you pointed out a few minutes ago, the amount of thimesicone or thimerosal or whatever
that is.
That's
thimerosal.
It's silver, mercury.
Yes, it's mercury.
In flu vaccine has increased according to the research. So why are these people lying so much to us?
Well, you have to understand why it's in there in the first place. And the thing is that when you give a dead virus in a vaccine, and most people think there's nothing in a vaccine but a dead virus and some clean water, you have to put something in there that so incredibly shocks the system to force it to recognize something that's dead. And so that's why this stuff's in there. And the latest numbers say what? 25,000 times more mercury in a shot than there is in your drinking water.
Enhance your immune system, folks. Dr. Jack here, and good day.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ourselves into Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a focus first on the poll, because it's a focus on Cyber Monday and Black Friday and all that other stuff. So Kenny wanted to know in our poll yesterday, would you be shopping online? 27% of you responded in the affirmative by saying you already were. 22% of you responded said probably. 20% said maybe while I'm at work. The boss would be happy to hear that. 18% maybe when I get home from work. And 13% I don't buy anything online. You know, that number has gone down. I can remember we've asked the same sort of question, Kenny, the last 4 or 5 years.
The tide has shifted.
Oh, yeah, it changed. Yeah, amazing. So the poll today at DougSteffen.com, do you find better deals on Black Friday or Cyber Monday? A, Black Friday, C, Cyber Monday. C, both were great. D, both were a disappointment. E, I didn't buy anything either day. Well, it's pretty interesting when you look at the stats. For example, the Target website yesterday, mm-hmm. couldn't keep up with the traffic, and it crashed.
Well, it was offering a 15% discount. Yeah. And it, you know, Target doesn't do site-wide sales like that. I don't remember ever. Maybe they've done it before.
I don't know enough about it, but I know they had a heck of a day yesterday. Online sales have been driving the holiday season from what I can see so far. People choosing to shop online over going to the stores. The whole situation is changing retail-wise. It sure as heck is. All right, so we're going to get to our video of the day in a moment, a video from Amazon. First, though, security risks to individuals and organizations are evolving at a rapid pace, and organizations all across our country are struggling to build and maintain a security workforce with the skills needed to fight off criminal attacks. Industries of all kinds are about to get some help in defining just what they ought to be looking for as they build out their security workforce. Here's Brian Osich.
The security industry is better equipped to handle risks big and small enterprises are most likely to face in the coming years, thanks in part to a competency model that's changing the way security forces are trained. Dr. Linda Florence, Dean of Specialized Programs, College of Security and Criminal Justice, University of Phoenix.
The University of Phoenix and the ASIS Foundation partnered to develop the Enterprise Security Competency Model, which is the first of its kind in the industry and allows employers to accurately define core skills and competencies required for security positions needed by government, businesses, nonprofits, and individuals.
When companies align job descriptions to fit this new model, they've seen an increase in worker skill sets.
We're incredibly pleased to see the Enterprise Security Competency Model have an immediate impact in the industry. This industry-wide standard will also allow higher education to shape curriculum to train current and future security professionals to help them better succeed in the industry.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/security. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
The biggest online shopping day ever was yesterday. Somewhere between $3 and $4 billion in sales.
Wow.
That's technology.
I'd take just one of those billions.
Would you really? Good for you.
I'm not greedy, you know.
Our video of the day today is from Amazon. They've hired Jeremy Clarkson from the BBC to explain and demonstrate how their drone program called Amazon Prime Air will work. You got to see this video, but here are the highlights from the audio side of the video of the day from Amazon on Good Day.
This is a story from the not-too-distant future. It's the day of your daughter Millie's big football match, and to be clear, that is the sort of football you play with your feet. Anyway, she is missing a vital piece of equipment, specifically a size 3 Puma Evo Power firm ground soccer shoe, the left one. And some of it, sadly, is in the family's 3-year-old bulldog, Stuart. So now what? Well, you could yell angrily at the poor thing, but what's the point? Because all it will hear is blah, 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 Stuart, blah, blah, Stuart, blah. Much better to behave like a rational human being. Find your tablet and place an order with Amazon for a pair of Puma Evo Power Firm Ground soccer shoes and have them delivered in 30 minutes or less. And in a location not too far away, a miracle of modern technology is dispatched. It's an Amazon drone, and after rising vertically like a helicopter to nearly 400 feet, this amazing hybrid design assumes a horizontal orientation and becomes a streamlined and fast airplane. In time, there'll be a whole family of Amazon.
He's droning on.
Different designs. For
that's
different
for sure. Designs.
But I guess that the video is far better than the audio, Kenny, right?
That's so bad. You actually see, and they keep putting on the screen that this is not simulated. It's,
it's the real
McCoy. It's real. You see the drone taking off and delivering.
Imagine if there are going to be, I think we went through the numbers a couple of hours ago, didn't we, Kenny? How many would, if all of Amazon's packages were, or even like 1/10 of 1/10 of a percent, what would be the traffic in the skies with drones?
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.